Well, welcome to the Jack Norris Podcast. We like to call it Jack Unmasked, hockey stories from the 60s and 70s. We hope you enjoy reminiscing about hockey as much as we do. So, without further ado, let's chat with Jack. All right, well, we got Jack on the line here. Jack, you've been down in the States here for a little bit of the winter time. Have you guys had a chance to do anything, go out for supper or something like that?
We go to Mexico here. We've gone, no, I guess we haven't gone yet, but we've gone to other places too, and so, like, reasonable. We went to Fat Willie's one night for a supper with the crew here in the park, and we're kind of on it. Oh, I've lost 8 pounds, by the way. You didn't know that, did you?
No, that's good.
8 pounds. Hmm. So anyway, we went to Fat Willie's, and we had hamburgers, and these are really good. Without a bun, and they're hamburgers with a salad. And so that was really great on our diet.
Fat Willie's Burgers is on your diet?
Well, you could have burgers on diet, yeah, but that's just called Fat Willie's, but it's not really fat.
I know.
But they have fish and chips on Fridays there. All you can eat for $11.
All you can eat at Fat Willie's is on your diet?
For one night, it is. Well, it may sound bad because of Fat Willie's, but it's just a hamburger joint, all it is. So
that's true. It just sounds funny to say, "Hey, honey, how's the diet going? Good. Where are we going for supper? Fat Willie's, all you can eat."
We both lost 8 pounds. We've done well.
Well, that's good. Right on.
Well, we just feel better when we, like when I first got down here and started walking. Holy Christ, I was in bad shape.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Terrible. Now I walked 3 miles this morning. And I don't walk in streets. I walk out in the desert some places, and where it's a little tougher to walk in.
It's a little bit better place to hide the bodies too, right? Hey, did you know that we got a sponsor for the podcast?
For the what?
For the podcast. You know the interviews we're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's doing it? Who's sponsoring it?
The Simply Gourmet Coffee Shop in downtown Del Isle.
Oh, is that right? I think I heard that. I think you told me that.
Yeah, there's only one rule. They said you can't go to the SO anymore and have coffee with the old boys.
Oh, I can't, eh? Well, I'll have to make a new arrangement for everybody to come over there, I guess.
Well, if we could figure something out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure we can.
Yeah. So that's pretty funny. Jack, what story you want to talk to us? What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I'll tell you a story about when I was in Chicago. Things were going okay. Things were doing well, and me and Dave Dryden were the goaltenders for the Hawks, and so Dave was playing a lot of the games, and I wasn't playing, but then I'd play the odd one and get in there for quite a bit of work. And so one day we went down to the Chicago Stadium and 1 o'clock afternoon game, and Billy Ray, the coach, said to me, he says, "You're playing today. It's against Toronto." So anyway, I got all keyed up for this game and got ready and went to the bathroom 10 times and come back to the dressing room and got ready and went out. And one of the biggest thrills of my whole life was there's 21 steps you have to walk up in Chicago.
Okay, hold on there, Jackson. Tell me a little bit more about how you know there's 21 steps and what's the big deal there?
Well, it's not a big deal. It's just that your dressing room is down in the next level, in the basement kind of thing. And it's at the end of the rink where your dressing room is. You're at one end and the opposing team is at the other end.
Okay.
And I just know it's 21 steps because Glenn Hall told me that years ago. He says, "I remember that 21 steps so well because I took it many, many times." But the good thing about that is like when you're coming up those steps, like there's 20,000 people screaming at you.
Yeah. Organ's probably blaring.
Yeah, well, the organ's just going full blast, and so that's pretty turns you on quite a bit when you're walking up those steps, and all of a sudden you're stepping onto the ice surface, and you're in Chicago Stadium, boy.
Oh, I guess you know? So. Yeah, that would be awesome, actually. Really interesting.
So we get out there anyway, had a good warm up, and game started, and I was pretty nervous and beat up, and. Oh, Leafs had all that big team with Armstrong and all those guys and Keon and Horton and all those guys.
What year was this?
About 69, I think. 69, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so that Maple Leaf team had just won the Cup a few years ago before that.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, they hit a few goalposts, and as I said, all they had to shoot at was the post. That's all I gave them. So they kept playing, and so our team was playing well, and so we got up 2-0 on them. And then second period, all of a sudden, this Mike Shaky Walton, he gets a penalty shot. He got tripped, come breaking in on me, and somebody tripped him from behind and gave him a penalty shot. So Billy Ray calls me over to the bench, and he said, he's probably going to go high on your mitt side, not your glove side, but your mitt side. He said, just be ready for that. So I said, okay. So I go back to the net, and he comes right down center ice and up and slaps it. Well, he just hit me right in the stomach. He just shot it right at me. I didn't have to move. And there, all the guys come out to the ice, Bobby Hull and Stan Mikita and Pierre Palat and all these guys tap my pads, great save, kid, and you're gonna be okay, and da-da-da-da. So anyway, the game went on. We ended up winning 4-0. Well, it was probably one of the best games I've ever played in the NHL. It was just a super game. And I got telegrams from back home. I remember one from my Auntie Ed. She sent a nice telegram to me. I remember reading that, and just from everybody. And so I'm sitting in the dressing room, and this guy walks in just like Al Capone, just sharp-looking dresser with a hat tipped on one side. And he sits down beside Bobby Hull, and he says, guys, he says, Lily here, he said, played a lot of money on the game today. He said, especially for that goaltender, but he said, he played a great game. He says, thanks to him. And then you guys, call. I want you all come down to my restaurant after the game, and right now we'll have beers and steaks and all on me. So anyway, we all got
must have been quite a bit of money.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine how your career would have been if you would have lost. Maybe short a few fingers.
So anyway, we all went down. I got down to his restaurant, and I'm sitting at the table with two other single guys on our team, Paul Trebenchy and Tom Reed.
Yep.
And we're sitting there having a beer, and it was pretty cool. We just ordered our food, and all of a sudden, these three little guys come over to my table, just like, 6, 7, and 8-year-old kids, and they asked me for my autograph. And guess who it was asked me for my autograph?
Was it Kim Kardashian?
Brett Hull. Brett Hull asked me for my autograph. Now, I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
He's Hall of Famer now. He's there. And so anyway, to finish the story off, a few years ago, he came to Saskatoon because he was a speaker at the University alumni thing.
Yep.
And then I bought a ticket to go, so I go in. And Brett was speaking and fooling around with this other guy, just joking and everything else. And he's got arms on like my legs. He's just huge arms, like he's so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And he was walking by, kind of by me, over to the bar. And I jumped up and I walked over to him. I says, Brett, I says, can I talk to you a moment? He says, sure. He looked at me and I says, well, you probably don't recognize me, but I said, I used to play with your dad. Well, he looked at me and he says, did you? I says, yeah. I said, I was the goaltender and I was me and Dave Dryden. He says, oh, that's good. He says, So I told him a story about him asking me for my autograph. And I says, only one thing I got to ask you now. He says, what's that? Can I have yours? So I got his autograph.
That's pretty cool.
So it was really cool. So he grabbed me and put his arm around me. He says, we're taking pictures over here. He says, you come on and get in these pictures. He said, this is cool. Wait till I show my dad one of these pictures. He said,
that's awesome.
So it was quite a story. Yeah, quite a story.
Yeah, right on. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, he was a stronger guy than a lot of people thought.
Oh, he was. He was strong like a bull. Oh, yeah. He was so strong. That's why he had such big wrists on him.
Yep.
He didn't get those from working hard like I did in the farm, like milking cows all the time and doing crap work like that. But he was born because of Bobby.
Yep.
Bobby's much the same way, and he just got that build from his dad. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Turned out to be a good story for me.
Okay, Jack. So how about... maybe next week here, when we do this here, we talk about the case of the missing bag. That was a pretty interesting story.
Yeah, I got a phone call in Los Angeles. They had agreement that I had to play my minors with Jim Piggott from Saskatoon. So he had portion of my contract. So I had to go to L.A. because that's the team he owned out there. So anyway, I got a phone call Friday night to come to Toronto next day. So I got on a 7 o'clock flight in the morning. And it's a 3.5-hour trip, so you fly all day. And I had my bag there and everything else fine. and got the bag from the airport and took it in a cab, I guess I took down to the Royal York Hotel and checked in with the bell captain.
From that point, I think things get interesting, don't they? So why don't we just leave it at that, and for next week, we'll tell the rest of that story.
Sure. Okay, just remember, you got to have a copy of it so I know where we left off.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a pretty interesting story.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, Jack, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya. Well, that ends episode 1 of Jack Unmasked, where we learn Jack's diet tips and what comes around goes around. If you'd like to be notified and subscribe to the next podcast, go to www.nccag.ca. Click on the podcast tab, enter your email, and you'll be notified of the next podcast. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Staff, Willie's, Dave Dryden, Billy Ray, the coach. One of the biggest thrills in my whole life was there's 21 steps, because Glenn Hall told me that. Armstrong, Keon, Horton, Mike Shaky Walton, Bobby Howell, Stan Mikita, Pierre Palat, Al Capone, Walter Benchy, and Tom Reed, Brett Hull. Jim Piggott from Saskatoon, you're in Chicago Stadium, boy.